Pesachim, Perek Tes, Mishnah Yidal, Shnaim, Shinis, Arvu, Pischem, two people, that their carbon Pesachs got mixed up, one with each other. Zeh Moshech Lo Echad. So one person, let's say Reuven and Shimon, Reuven takes one of the carbonas for himself, he brings it to himself. Zeh Moshech Lo Echad. And Shimon, he takes the other animal, the other carbon, he brings it to himself. Zeh Mimanu Imo Echad Min Ashuk. So Reuven now gets another guy, a third guy from the Shuk. Zeh Mimanu Imo Echad Min Ashuk. And Shimon, he gets his own guy from the Shuk. So let's say Reuven takes Levi from the Shuk, and Shimon takes Yehuda from the Shuk. Zeh ba etzel zeh, v'zeh ba etzel zeh. So now Reuven goes to Shimon's new partner that he took from the Shuk, which is Yehuda, and Shimon goes to Reuven's partner that he took from the Shuk, who's Levi. So if we focus on Reuven going over to Yehuda, who's Shimon's new partner, v'kachem omrim, and this is what he says to him, this is what they say to each other, im shelihu pesach zeh, if this animal that I just brought to myself, remember they were each moshech lo echad, so this animal that I brought to myself, he's talking to Yehuda, so now, yodecha meshuchos mishalach, so you're going to relinquish what was initially designated for you, because you, Yehuda, when Shimon took you from the Shuk, so like the Rav explains, Shimon told you that wherever my carbon is, I don't know which one it is, wherever it is, you're going to have a chelik with it. So now what I'm asking you to do, says Reuven to Yehuda, I'm asking you to relinquish your ownership of that, v'nimnesa al shali, and now you're going to join me, because im shali wa pesach, meaning if this is my carbon, you're going to now join me. Because that means that what they actually did when they each pulled the animal to each other, they actually chose correctly. And he's saying, if I did choose correctly by pulling this animal, and you initially were designated to Shimon's animal, which is not right in front of us right now, so you're going to now relinquish from Shimon's animal and join me. V'im shalachu pesach zeh, but if we were wrong, and this animal is not really mine, and this animal is actually yours, yodai meshuchos mishali v'nim nesi al shalach. So I'm going to relinquish my ownership of the other animal, and I'm now going to join you with this animal. Because remember, the stipulation was that when this new guy came from the Shuk, whether it's Yehuda or Levi from the Shuk, they were told by Reuven and Shimon that wherever my animal is, that's going to be yours. So that's why, Lamaisa, this is Yehuda's animal. And the reason that it's done this way, that they have to get people from the Shuk, first of all, you have two issues. Number one is you can't have both people. If there was just two people here, they can't just join each other and have from both, because one person can only eat one carbon Pesach. He can only be designated with one carbon Pesach. He can only eat one from one carbon Pesach. And the other issue is that you also can't do any other kind of switching, because every carbon Pesach cannot have any point in time that it's designated and then loses its owners, because then it becomes puzzle, like we've said. Therefore, they had to bring in outside people, and then by doing this, everything works out, like the Rav explains.